Ever feel like you're just drowning in information, just wishing someone would cut through the noise and just hand you the good stuff?
Yeah, totally.
Well, consider the deep dive your shortcut,
Yeah.
your way to get, you know, properly informed without all the hassle. Today, we're diving into something that looks simple on the surface, maybe. Green tea with mint and lemon.
Ah, a classic.
But there's actually a lot more to it, isn't there? It's like more than just a drink. It's this whole sensory thing, maybe a bit of a health boost, and super versatile.
Exactly. And that's our mission here for you. We're digging into the source material to pull out those nuggets, those surprising facts, and real insights.
Going beyond just the recipe.
Way beyond.
Yeah.
We want you to walk away really understanding it, you know?
Yeah.
Genuinely enlightened, not just knowing how to mix it.
Okay, let's kick things off. Let's unpack this. Green tea with mint and lemon.
Mm.
It's not just taste. You said sensory. What hits you first? Visually, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. Visually, it even starts before brewing. The dry stuff, if you've got good quality, you'll see these like vibrant green loose tea leaves, often mixed with dried mint leaves, which could be dark green or even kind of earthy brown.
Okay.
And here's a little clue. Sometimes you see these little yellow flecks. That's dried lemon peel or zest.
Ah.
Yeah. And that usually signals, you know, freshness and good quality ingredients.
Yeah.
Then once you brew it,
it changes color.
Oh, yeah. Transforms. You get this pale green to light yellow liquid. It should look clear, bright. Maybe you might see some tiny little specks floating around.
Is that okay?
Totally normal. That's just super fine bits of mint or maybe lemon zest that got through. Adds character, really.
Interesting. So it looks delicate. What about the smell, the aroma?
Oh, the aroma is where it gets really layered. It's quite something.
Layered how?
Well, first you get the green tea base. It's subtle, kind of grassy, earthy, not too strong.
Okay.
Then whoosh, comes the mint. It's cool, really invigorating. Someone described it as like a garden after rain, that kind of fresh.
Nice. I can almost smell it.
Right. And then lifting it all up is the lemon. That hint of citrus, bright, tangy. It just makes the whole thing smell incredibly refreshing, inviting. It pulls you in.
Okay, you've painted a picture there. So you see it, you smell it, then you taste it. How does that all come together on the tongue?
It's all about balance, really, and refreshment. The green tea gives you that sort of grassy foundation, maybe a little bit astringent.
Astringency, like, drying.
Yeah, exactly. That slight puckering feeling, but it's mild here, not like a strong black tea. Then the mint comes in. Cool, fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And it does something clever. It kind of cuts through that green tea astringency, cleanses the palate.
Ah, okay.
And then the lemon, zestiness, that citrus brightness, it just amps up the refreshment level. It all works together. Soothing, but also really revitalizing at the same time.
Sounds like it would feel quite light. What's the texture, the mouthfeel?
Smooth. Definitely smooth and crisp. It's very light bodied, so it doesn't feel heavy or, you know, sticky in your mouth.
Easy to drink then.
Very easy.
Yeah.
And it leaves this lovely, clean finish. You get a little lingering tang from the lemon, which is really pleasant. Keeps that refreshing feeling going.
You know, this is where it gets really interesting for me. This blend. It's not just random things that taste nice together, is it?
Not at all.
Each part seems to have a job, both for flavor and, well, for health stuff too. Let's break down those ingredients. What's actually in the cup?
Absolutely. Let's start with the star. Green tea. Now, ideally, you're using high-quality loose leaves.
Why loose leaves specifically?
Well, think about it. Loose leaves have space to properly expand, to unfurl in the hot water.
Right.
And that releases more of their flavor, more of their beneficial compounds, compared to being sort of cramped up in a tea bag.
Makes sense. Though bags are convenient.
Well, for sure. Convenience is key sometimes. But for the best result, loose is often better. Benefit-wise, green tea is loaded with antioxidants. You hear about catechins a lot.
Yeah, I've heard that term.
Those are the powerhouses. They help protect your cells from damage. Plus, green tea has a moderate amount of caffeine, enough for a gentle energy lift, but usually without those coffee jitters.
Okay, so a quality green tea base.
Yeah.
Then the mint. Is it just about that fresh kick?
That kick is definitely a big part. And for mint, fresh leaves are best if you can get them. They just have that vibrant aroma.
Spearmint. Peppermint, does it matter?
Either works. Spearmint is often a bit sweeter, peppermint more intense, more cooling. Depends what you like. And a little tip. Gently crush or bruise the leaves a bit before adding them.
Why is that?
Releases more of those essential oils, more intense flavor. Beyond case, though, mint is famous for digestion. It can really soothe the stomach, help with indigestion. Plus, that cooling effect is just Ah, so refreshing.
And the lemon. I always just figured it was for tartness. Does it do more?
It does so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see lemon slices off and they look nice. And you get oils from the zest and juice slowly infusing.
Well, just juice.
Or fresh juice. Yeah, for a more immediate, bright citrus hit. But here's the really cool part, especially for green tea. Remember that astringency we mentioned?
Yeah, the slight bitterness.
Exactly. The acidity in the lemon actually helps to balance that out chemically. It makes the green tea taste smoother, more harmonious. It's quite clever.
Wow, okay. That's a neat trick.
Isn't it? Plus, you get a good dose of vitamin C, which is great for your immune system, good for your skin, too.
Okay, that's fascinating. The lemon as a balancer. Now, what about sweeteners? Some people like their tea sweet. Are there good options here?
Oh, definitely. Honey is a really popular choice. Adds a natural sweetness, sometimes a little floral note, depending on the honey.
Raw honey better.
Often recommended, yeah.
Yeah.
Raw, organic, if you can.
Yeah.
But other things work, too. Agave nectar, stevia, if you like that. Even a basic simple syrup.
And honey has other benefits, too, right?
It does. It's got some antimicrobial properties. Can be soothing if you have a sore throat, so it's right. Not just sweetness. And hey, if you want to get really creative, you could add a thin slice of fresh ginger. Gives a lovely warming, slightly spicy kick. Or cucumber slices sound weird, maybe.
A little.
But they add this really subtle, crisp, hydrating element. Or even fresh basil instead of mint sometimes for a different kind of aromatic freshness. Lots to play with.
Okay, so we know what goes in it, why it works. How do we actually make it? Making it at home. I bet there are a few key steps, maybe some common mistakes to avoid.
You're spot on. There are details that make a huge difference. The absolute number one for green tea, water temperature.
Right. You mentioned not boiling it.
Exactly. You want the water heated to around 175 Fahrenheit. That's about 80 Celsius. Boiling water, 212F or 100C, will literally scorch the leaves. Makes it bitter instantly.
Okay. 175, 80C. Then what?
Then steeping time. Also critical. For most green teas, just 2 to 3 minutes is perfect.
That's quite short.
It is. Go longer. And again, you risk pulling out too many tannins, making it bitter. So short steep.
2 to 3 minutes. Then add the other stuff.
Precisely. After you've steeped the tea, maybe take the leaves out. Then add your fresh mint leaves and your lemon slices or juice. Let those infuse for another minute or two.
Okay.
Then, if you're using a sweetener like honey, stir it in at the end until it dissolves. And that's basically it. Serve it hot or let it cool and pour it over ice.
Simple steps, but those details on temperature and time sound crucial.
Game changers, honestly.
Which brings up another point. Tools. Does having specific kit, you know, accessories actually make a difference? Or is a mug and kettle fine?
A mug and kettle works, of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah, certain tools can definitely elevate the process and the result.
Like what? What's worth getting?
Top of my list, an electric kettle with temperature control.
Ah, takes the guesswork out of that 175 degrees.
Exactly. Hit the button for 175 or 180, and it stops right there. Perfect every time. Consistency. Plus, they heat water super fast.
Okay, that makes sense. What else?
A glass teapot is lovely. Not essential, but lovely. Well, you get to see the tea leaves unfurling, which is kind of mesmerizing. Plus, glass doesn't react with the tea, so you get pure flavor. And they're usually easy to clean. Heat resistant too, obviously.
Right. And for loose leaves?
A good infuser. Stainless steel is great. You want one with fine mesh so bits don't escape, but big enough for the leaves to expand. Lets the water flow through properly. Durable, easy to clean.
Makes sense. What about the lemon?
A simple citrus juicer is surprisingly handy. Gets all the juice out easily. No seeds, no pulp if you don't want it. Quick and efficient.
Okay. Anything else? Minor things.
Minor things add up. A little tea timer can stop you oversteeping if you get distracted. A fine mesh strainer for pouring gives you an ultra-smooth cup. Even just a nice honey pot and spoon feels good. Gives you control. It's about making the ritual enjoyable.
Yeah, turning it into a nice little moment. Okay, let's connect this back. We've got the ingredients, the method, the tools. This tea, it's not just for one specific time, is it? It seems really versatile. Like it fits into lots of different parts of the day or different needs.
Oh, incredibly versatile. It's like a Swiss Army knife of beverages.
Ah, how so?
Well, think about it. Morning, that gentle caffeine gives you a nice natural wake-up call. Invigorates the senses without making you wired.
Oh, okay, good start to the day.
After a meal, especially the big one, the mint is brilliant for digestion. Settles the stomach.
Yeah, post-meal soother.
Exactly. Then, mid-afternoon slump, that 3 p.m. feeling. It's a perfect pick-me-up. Helps you refocus, stay alert.
Better than reaching for something sugary.
Way better.
Yeah.
And in summer, iced. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So cooling, hydrating, and a really healthy alternative to sodas or sugary juices.
In winter.
Then you want it warm. It's comforting, soothing, like a warm hug in a mug.
True. What about, like, fitness? Any connection?
Yeah, potentially. Some people find having it maybe 30 minutes before a workout gives them a little boost from the mild caffeine. Could help with endurance.
Interesting.
And it's great for social things, too, right? Offering guests something healthy, refreshing, a bit sophisticated, always goes down well.
Yeah, good point. Evenings. Maybe decaf?
Absolutely. A decaf version, maybe slightly less mint and lemon, could be really relaxing.
Yeah.
Helps you wind down before bed. So yeah, morning, noon, night, pre-workout, post-meal, social.
It just fits.
And you're getting all those benefits woven through your day.
Exactly. The antioxidants from the green tea, the digestive help from the mint, the vitamin C from the lemon. It's a simple daily habit that contributes to overall wellness.
So wrapping this up then, green tea with mint and lemon. It's this fantastic, invigorating blend. Tastes great, packs some real health benefits, and it's incredibly adaptable, fits anywhere in your day. And knowing those little brewing secrets like temperature and time really unlocks its best potential.
Perfectly put. It's deceptively simple, but rich with potential.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the final thought to leave everyone with. Think about this. When you pay a little attention to the details of something simple, like making tea, what else opens up?
Mm.
You unlock this deeper sensory enjoyment, right? Mm. But maybe also these unexpected wellness benefits just by refining a daily ritual. So
yeah.
Our encouragement to you is experiment. Try different mints. Ginger.
Yeah. Play with the ingredients. Maybe try one of those kettles or a glass pot. See how tweaking the process changes the experience. You might just find a whole new level of enjoyment in your daily cup, something you never even thought was there.